Morning Watch, Colossians Week 2, Christ, the preeminent one and the mystery of God's economy. Friday related verses. Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your heart having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Ephesians 3:16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man. Romans 8:10. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Romans 9:23. In order that he might make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he had before prepared unto glory. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Test yourselves whether you are in the faith. Prove yourselves. Or do you not realize about yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless you are disapproved? Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Galatians 4:19. My children, with whom I travail again in birth until Christ is formed in you. Philippians 3:21. Who will transfigure the body of our humiliation to be conformed to the body of his glory, according to his operation by which he is able even to subject all things to himself. Colossians 1:26-27 and portions from the footnotes. 26. The mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from the generations, but now has been manifested to his saints. 27. To whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Verse 27, note 1 on riches. The riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles are the riches of all that Christ is to the Gentile believers. Note 2 on which refers to this mystery. This mystery, full of glory among the Gentiles, is Christ in us. Christ's life in us is mysterious as well as glorious. Note 3 on Christ. Christ, who dwells in our spirit to be our life and person, is our hope of glory. When he comes, we will be glorified in him. This indicates that the indwelling Christ will saturate our entire being, that our physical body may be transfigured and conformed to the body of his glory. Note 4 on in. In this book, a number of important phrases point to our experience of Christ. Christ in you, full grown in Christ, walk in him, according to Christ, made alive together with him, died with Christ, holding the head, out from whom, and grows with the growth of God. These expressions give us a complete picture of the proper experience of Christ. Note 5 on glory. Christ is the mystery that is full of glory now. This glory will be manifested to its fullest extent when Christ returns to glorify his saints. Hence, it is a hope, the hope of glory. Christ himself is also this hope of glory. Portions from the Life Study Messages. Today we focus our attention upon Christ as the mystery of God and upon the Church as the mystery of Christ. As the mystery of God, The all-inclusive Christ is the embodiment of God and also the life-giving Spirit. As the mystery of Christ, the Church is the body of Christ, his fullness, and the new man to be the full expression of Christ as well. This is the mystery that has been made manifest to the saints. The word whom at the beginning of verse 27 refers to the saints mentioned in the preceding verse. To us, God has willed to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery. This mystery, which is Christ in us as the hope of glory, is made known among the nations. At the time Paul wrote to the Colossians, the Jews regarded the Gentiles, the nations, as swine. Nevertheless, Paul says that God has willed to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the nations, that is, among the Gentile swine. Although we were sinners, enemies, and rebels, we have become sons of God. We are also heirs of God, joint partakers of Christ, and even the members of Christ. Furthermore, the New Testament reveals that we are priests and kings. As heirs of God, we shall inherit not only God himself, but all things. We are sons of God, heirs of God, partners of Christ, and priests and kings. What a glory this is. As believers in Christ, we know the riches of the glory of this mystery. We cannot exhaust the items of the riches of such a glory. All the blessings in the Bible are included in the riches of this glory, which is our portion. This glory is the glory of the mystery among the nations, and this mystery is Christ in us. The Christ who indwells within us is a mystery full of glory, with countless riches. This is a key point in the book of Colossians.